Good morning, everyone.
It's really special to be here today. My name is Eric Drury, and I am indeed honoured to have been asked by Peter to preach in today's service. My connection with Peter goes back to July 1997, when I commenced as Presbytery Minister in the Georges River Presbytery. Peter and Jan were at that time at Brighton Cogra Congregation, and since then, our paths have crossed reasonably regularly. I've been privileged to journey with Peter in a role as supervisor, but in many ways we were simply having that mutuality of support, encouragement, and sharing wisdom. And I'm sure that as I reflect on those years with Peter, that I also represent the thoughts, the feelings of many who gather today, both within this building and online, who have valued Peter's ministry and the genuine love and friendship that he and Jan have brought during their years at Brighton Cogra, within the Sydney Presbytery, and the various synod committees, and then, of course, the past 10 years here at Church in the Marketplace. Having acknowledged the importance of this worship service for Peter and for Jan, I want to also acknowledge the significance that it is for the Church in the Marketplace congregation. You've had the wise, caring, gospel-focused leadership by Peter for the past 10 years, preceded by his counsel, his resourcing, whilst he was mission consultant within the presbytery. So I feel for you today. There's mixed feelings, I'm sure. As you say goodbye, but as you give thanks for great ministry together, ministry and mission, and as you look forward to the next chapter of your mission story here within this community and as a congregation. And so into the milestone for Peter and Jan, and for you as a congregation, what is God's word offering? What is the Spirit of God seeking to express to us as we gather today? I've already been deeply moved, particularly by the signing. That's just been a beautiful ministry, and thank you for that. But as I've reflected on why have we gathered and what are the questions that we're asking as we gather, I first of all have been prompted to look at the relevant and familiar words of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Nature has its seasons, and each is important in its own way. Similarly, for each person, a cycle of life has its seasons. There's times, of course, when it's hard to find the purpose for some seasons, such as the current global pandemic that we're experiencing right now, affecting that which we've up till now considered normal, taken it for granted, even within the life of the church. I'm sure Peter hadn't expected to conclude his placement here with having to step up in his online skills in making sure week by week, along with the team that so supported you, providing worship online. Yet many are the new learnings that we're all experiencing. Broader are the contacts that are being made. And we're all more connected globally as the body of Christ, and not as insular as we were prior to the pandemic. We continue to trust God as God leads and provides, believing indeed that to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Within today's worship, there will be the reality of the two seasons, the letting go of Peter's ministry, long ministry, with you as a congregation, and also indeed offering a blessing to Peter and Jan as they enter into this next chapter of their lives. And so as we're on the cusp of a new season and reflecting on the old, I invite us to reflect very deeply on how God has ministered through Peter in his time with you. The highlights, the growth points, the spiritual deepenings, how you have ministered together as God's people in this place. Indeed, the mutual learnings from each other and with each other. And so, having invited you into that reflective space, I want to briefly share some valuable insights into pastoral ministry which Eugene Peterson offers. The readings that we heard today were both Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of those familiar references. But Eugene Peterson wrote a book which he called Five Smooth Stones of Pastoral Ministry. And as I was preparing for this morning, I found myself needing to pull that down from the shelf again, because Eugene Peterson takes hold of a very familiar Old Testament story of David and Goliath. And he suggests that from that story, he's able to put together five smooth stones for pastoral ministry: prayer directing, story making, pain sharing, God's yes proclaiming, and community building. Now, it's not my task this morning to go into each of those, but I'm sure as I've expressed them, you've been able to relate to them in the way in which Peter has ministered with you. Prayer directing, story making, pain sharing, God's yes proclaiming, or the amen proclaiming, truth telling. I'm sure that that's been very much part of Peter's preaching ministry. And community building. But further to this summary, I'm sure you recall Peter urging you to take seriously the reminders to each of us of our calling as Christ's followers, as described in the Philippians 2 reading. It is one of the readings for the lectionary this week, but I also know it's a favourite reading of Peter's. What is it that we're reminded to be and to do within that passage? First of all, to be honouring to God. The word honour is used within this Philippians reading at its climax. The risen Christ, having been sacrificed, is now honoured by his heavenly Father. And similarly, we are to do as Jesus did, and by our lives bring honour to his name. It's so beautifully expressed within Revelation 4, verse 11. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. We are reminded to be honoring to God as God's people. But secondly, to be honoring to each other. Honoring to each other. I love how the message has paraphrased the early verses of our reading. If Christ's love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of the Spirit means anything to you, then love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. I love that expression. Put yourself aside and help others to get ahead. Be honoring to each other. And I'm sure Peter has tried to guide you in that thus far. But then, the third reminder to us is to let our lives reflect the example of Christ. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. One commentator has reflected on this in this particular way. Being right is never on Jesus' mind, only love. Instead, he lets the way he lives his life speak for itself. That's why he loves, serves, prays, and teaches with abandon. What matters most for him is not power and might, but sacrificial, life-giving love. May it be so. But if we could return to the theme for a moment of seasons, perhaps the most relevant season is that of stepping out into a season of the unknown. Right now, that has relevance. Relevance for the world, relevance for the church, relevance for Peter and Jan. Relevance for this congregation. When I was in chaplaincy within the what was then known as Uniting Care, now known as Uniting, a question I found myself often asking of aged care residents was, what has sustained you through your life, which will be of inner strength for you into the future? What has sustained you? And what will then give you inner strength for your future? And I believe a similar question needs to be asked of us today. And our 1 Corinthians 13 reading gives something of an answer to that. In Eugene Peterson's paraphrase version, Paul writes, whilst we don't yet see things clearly, trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. This is such wise and encouraging advice. What is going to sustain us as we step out into the unknown? Trusting steadily in God. There's a very calming nature to that expression. Trust steadily in God. A little later in the service, as we offer a blessing to Peter, we hear the words, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, for it is the Lord who goes with you. your God will not fail you or forsake you. Trust steadily in God. But the second reminder is hope unswervingly. Both of our readings have at their climax the assurance of victory in Christ, both in this life and eternally. Again, if I could quote a blessing, this time from Romans. Peter, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hope unswervingly. But the third says it all, love extravagantly. Love extravagantly. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Love in itself is extravagant. But that's not why we're to love extravagantly. It's because God's love for us is extravagant. For God so loved the world that he gave extravagantly. So in the words of 1 John 4:11, beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. Today, as we recognize the ministry of Peter, and as we offer our blessing to Peter and to Jan, and as we recognize the closure of ministry here in this place and await the new chapter of ministry and mission. Indeed, may each of us be open to God's future for us with a readiness to honor God, to honor each other, to strive to live lives which reflect the example of Christ, and be sustained in the journey, trusting in God steadily, hoping unswervingly, and loving extravagantly. Amen.